America.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tensions are soaring even higher between Russia and the West over Moscow's war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has formalized the illegal annexation of more Ukrainian territory and vowed to protect it forever. Vladimir Zelensky followed with an accelerated Ukrainian push to join NATO, what Putin has long called a red line, and a move the U.S. and other allies do not endorse. As Moscow and Kyiv continued their fight, the U.S. ripped Putin's land grab.
The sham routine that he put on this morning.
President Biden says the U.S. is sanctioning anyone who backs Putin's illegitimate move and will support any Ukrainian effort to reclaim its land.
He's not going to scare us, and he doesn't or intimidate us.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On the day that Russia celebrated its self-proclaimed annexation of the Ukrainian territories, humanitarian convoys were hit by Russian shelling near the town of Zaporizhia and in Mykolaiv. Officials say at least 23 people were killed, 28 wounded near Zaporizhia, and at least 3 were killed in Mykolaiv, with at least 12 injured. The convoys consisted of vehicles carrying families who were headed to the areas to rescue family members from occupied territory. North Korea fired 2 more ballistic missiles into the sea Saturday, adding to its record-breaking pace of launches this year. This, according to South Korean officials. The North fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles from the Pyongyang area into the waters off its east coast. This, according to South Korea's military, which